This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining us now with more on this decision is the Orange County California Undersheriff Don Barnes is with us. Sir, first I want to applaud you.
Yep.
Secondly, I kind of took what your attorney general out in California said as a threat. In other words, he wouldn't, almost insinuating he might try to arrest you for just putting out who's in jail and when they're getting released. Isn't that legal?
Well, it is completely legal. It's under the law that was passed under Senate Bill 54. There is a provision that says what we clearly cannot do, which is we cannot communicate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but it says we can make this information available if we make it available to the public, which is exactly what we've done yesterday.
Yeah.
So we are following the law, and we have an obligation to follow the law.
Doesn't the state of California, when you have an Oakland mayor, again, the ICE was trying to enforce laws against criminal illegal immigrants, those that committed other crimes beyond that which was not respecting our laws and sovereignty. If I were to give people a warning that you were about to go in and hold them accountable for crimes, would I be aiding and abetting and obstructing justice?
Well, potentially, but that I think that would be a little bit of a stretch. This is what we are very clearly doing. We're going after very serious offenders who are in custody of our jail and are being convicted of some very serious crimes. SB 54 allows us to notify ICE on those that were under the Trust Act, which was passed in 2014, a previously passed legislation. And that's what we're doing. We're still notifying ICE. The sheriff has that discretion. Last year, we turned over 580. We had 57,000 bookings, so that's a small percentage, or actually just 58,000. This year, we've already turned over 181. But 244 individuals were not turned over to ICE, and that's what we're concerned about. So they're very serious crimes, and they're being returned back to the community, and quite honestly, back to the communities in which they preyed upon and committed their crimes to begin with. So we're trying to help the community be safer by turning these individuals over to ICE and not letting them return to the communities and commit more crime.
And, of course, the state is putting pressure on, even suggesting, there's been some suggestion that they may want to, arrest these sheriffs for fulfilling, their mandate and what the law states here. So, obviously, we've got trouble here in River City. And I'm here on the West Coast, just north of Orange County. Orange County was my headquarters for many, many years. And I've seen, the slow creep happening, not only in the state, but now in Orange County. And Orange County is challenging it back. Orange County, for the most part, it was the conservative headquarters for the state of California, but that since has been adulterated. It's not quite as conservative as it once was. But nonetheless, here you've got some, sheriffs standing up. I thought it was quite interesting as well. Man on the street, Tommy Lahren, was in Santa Ana yesterday, talking to the people there and reinforcing what we've been saying here and with many of our guests, especially other Hispanics, who say, look, Hispanics are being, perceived as some sort of monolithic group here that have the same ideals as liberals, and they really don't. And this was proved out just even more so in her discussions with with Hispanics there in Santa Ana. Most are fair-minded. They realize that any compromise of a law is going to hurt them, and it already has. It's they came here legally, and they have all rights, and they see people who come in illegally, whether they're Hispanic or not, but they're impinging on their ability to have a fair chance at it. It compromises the whole process for all concerned. And it's not just because you're Hispanic that you believe like you know, the attorney general for the state does. Nope, we all have opinions and we all know and understand what is fair for our families, and that's what we're fighting for. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Check out all the past interviews. We're just givers, so we give it to you. Easy to download. You can share it with your friends. Welcome to do so. And we thank you. And you want to get involved in the conversation, you can email me, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Always love to hear from you. Or hashtag, or at BMartinezLive.com. A lot of controversy right now over the situation with, you know, the census. And, you know, it's kind of amazing what's been going on, you know, over this whole question of immigration, and everybody's in uproar. I mean, you know, up until the 50s, that was a question that we asked often, you know, to find out, okay, what's going on here, you know, because after all, you know, in taking the census, this is how we distribute funds, and you know, as far as allocation of funds in our government, and you know, it's all of a sudden, everybody, you know, all the left is all in an uproar about it, particularly the Democrats, because it's like, wait a minute, you know, we can't ask that question. If we ask that question, you know, people are, you know, who are illegal, you know, aren't going to want to answer that question unless they give themselves up, so that this could compromise, you know, the whole deal. Well, isn't the point of all this, when it comes to the census, we want to know who's here legally, so that the funds go to the people that deserve it, and they're allocated appropriately. And when you have illegals in that number, it compromises the whole operation, does it not? I mean, it seems to make sense, but to hear the left argue about this, and it cracks me up, is that they try to argue it on some kind of basis that, you know, every vote needs to count, and we're protecting, you know, the integrity, but yet this is, you know, what it does is it compromises, you know, what is happening in the whole voting process, does it not? I want to bring Dr. Ann Pierce on right now. Dr. Ann is a author, commentator, and scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society. Dr. Pierce, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we were just talking about all this uproar over the census. It was announced that we're going to bring back a question that I think is one of those deals like, wait a minute, how did we lose the question? You know, the important question is, number one, are you a citizen? Are you here legally? And we asked that question, and everybody's in an uproar about it. What's the problem here?
I was expecting to talk about foreign policy, but
no, we're going to talk. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about.
Sounds like a pretty basic question to me.
Yeah, no, we are going to talk about, because we've got lots to talk about, you know, since you and I talked the last time, you know, we got Russian diplomats being kicked out of 20 countries, you know, Kim, whether or not he should be trusted or not, Kim Jong-un. So we've got plenty to talk there, but I, you know, as we were waiting, you know, to get connected with you, we were bringing up this controversy about, and I don't understand the controversy. It seems like a pretty academic question that you'd want to know if the people are here legally. After all, we are allocating funds. There's representation in Congress as a result of these numbers. Why would we not want a legitimate number?
Yeah. And so often the basics seem to be turned into political points and instead of just being, as you said, something that should be looked at as a common sense piece of information that is valuable to have and that we deserve to have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and here you got Javier Becerra, the Attorney General for California, again, exposing himself, you know, and he tweets out, hashtag breaking, filing suit against @real Donald Trump's administration over decision to add hashtag citizenship question on the hashtag 2020 census, including the question, is not just a bad idea, it is illegal.
Yeah,
you know, and of course, that is one man's opinion. And, you know, and the whole deal is so backwards about this. If I can just go on for just a little bit more here, and I appreciate your perspective on this, is that, Javier Becerra and others like him, their interest, they say, is to protect the illegal immigrant here in the United States. Well, how do you protect illegality if you continue to break the law yourself? It just doesn't square up for me. I mean, you know, because of a porous border, you have people come in here and they're illegal, so they got to operate in the shadows, and in operating in the shadows, then they're subject to all the other things that happen in the shadows, which is all kinds of illegal activity. And California's answer is, we'll be a sanctuary state to protect these people. And you cannot, there's not enough police, there's not enough law enforcement to protect what's happening in the underworld of all this illegality. I don't know.
When it comes to basic issues of safety and crime and law and order, again, it seems that so often if someone speaks up for rule of law, common sense, they are very quickly put in that category of extreme, narrow-minded, bigoted, this and that. And that is so unfair, because we should be able to have a reasonable discussion about these things in this country without these labels being thrown. And rule of law, of course, if we surrender that, then we have surrendered the basis of our constitutional government. So.
Yeah. Well, what is California doing, and the other progressives, are they setting up a whole other form of government at the same time? I mean, all of a sudden now we have two parallel governments operating. Is that what's going on? It seems
well,
so, doesn't
it? Coast, all I could say is sometimes you look across to the West Coast and what California is doing, and sometimes it does seem like an alternative universe.
Yeah, it really does. But there's others, sadly, there's other states that want to embrace the same thing. And because of progressivism, because of that philosophy and theology. But enough on that. And I do want to get into the big news this week, of course, of all these diplomats around the world. 20 countries have said, hey, we're getting Russian diplomats. What they did in the UK is unacceptable and beyond dangerous.
Yeah, and it's really good to see these countries stepping up. It's good to see the Trump administration deciding to expel 60 Russian intelligence officers and closing the Seattle consulate. And in that doing so, signaling this very close relationship with England, which at times like these, we certainly need to be showing support for our allies and showing some leadership in terms of that old traditional role we have of leader of the free world. And Britain immediately praised the move, said Trump was sending a strong signal of unity and of U.S. leadership. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that Russia is not only involved in nefarious activities like poisoning these intelligence agents, these double agents, this kind of thing, but around the world, Russia truly is a malign power right now. And we have to just give up on the idea that somehow Russia can help us solve the very problems that they are actually creating. There are still people who will say, well, Russia could help us in Syria. Russia could help us possibly in Eastern Europe. And that is something that we finally need to decide.
Well, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Dr. Ann Pierce
this
after
Dan
this.
Zola. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
On the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. Hero, like a lion.
Hey, we're back. Radio America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Ann Pierce continues with us, contributor to the Washington Times, FoxNews.com, Ricochet.com, RealClearPolitics.com, and the Washington Examiner, author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. You know, to your earlier point, Dr. Pierce, America did something that the international community is welcoming. That is, it led the parade, particularly on this issue against Russia, which is just driving the left totally bonkers, because you had the president calling Putin a couple of weeks back, congratulating him on his victory. You know, and of course, people want to take exception over that. This whole collusion thing, which is just proving to be one big, humongous farce. You know, and then, you know, here he is leading the way to really let Russia know that what they did is unacceptable, what they did in the UK. And now we have a total of 20 countries. So you've got America leading the parade here. And for just a moment, you can question, and of course you wrote about it in The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, what the previous administration would have done if they were faced with this.
Yeah, well, the Trump team as a whole definitely has, if anything, stronger policies toward Russia than the Obama, Clinton, and Kerry team. Having said that, Trump himself really does need to show more moral and strategic clarity in his statements about Russia. If he were to do that, it would clear up a lot of the confusion, and it would be the right signal to send to our allies. These sanctions or this expelling of intelligence officers is a very good step, and we were a leader in that because we expelled more than anyone else, and we showed a clear alliance with Britain and stepped up and were the strongest to show that unity with Britain. But when you look at what Putin is doing around the world, we're going to need more than expelling intelligence officers. We're going to need some serious sanctions on Putin himself, on the top oligarchs, and on their financial networks around the world, because this really is a regime, as I said, that is malign. You have its extreme aggression in Syria, helping Assad attack innocent and non-ISIS rebels in the most brutal and vicious way. You have its obvious aggression in Ukraine and its divide and conquer tactics in Eastern Europe. You have its really major cyber war attempts still continuing on throughout Western Europe and in our country, and its attempts to destabilize our democracies and divide us between each other. And you have its proliferation activities, including with North Korea. I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know. And then its very aggressive and forward military position. And add to all that Putin's recent speech in which he bragged about developing an array of nuclear weapons that were capable of penetrating U.S. missile defenses, and you have a power that we just, as I said, we need to stop saying that we can somehow co-opt Russia so that they can help us solve these world problems. We have to realize that just as China or North Korea or Syria are a problem, Russia is a problem in terms of what they're doing globally. But I'm sorry to rattle on, but
I think that is the defining question here is how much do you push Putin right now with all that you're dealing with? Just as you mentioned, our plate is full. Yes, we can do things and let Russia know that we're serious. And I got to anticipate that coming into the 2018 election, because of all the election fraud and meddling and everything that went on, that our country is not taking it sitting down. It's a matter of, okay, if Trump gets real aggressive here, oh, yes, by the way, Russia does have nuclear capabilities. And, yes, you have Putin beating his chest talking about wiping out America with his nuclear arsenal, not to mention the NATO countries, right?
Yeah, I mean, not quite going that far, but bragging about these weapons and putting them in the context of how they would stand up against ours. And it was a bellicose speech that he made, and it's not the only bellicose speech he has made. And So we actually, even in as much as you could say, okay, we're dealing with all these other countries, can we actually at the same time deal with Russia? Well, we kind of have to because,
yes.
For example, take North Korea and the proliferation between those two countries. I mean, to deal with North Korea, you have to deal with Russia because experts are seeing signs of Russian technology and handiwork in North Korea's weapons and missile tests, and there are these sightings of ships going back and forth between Russian ports and North Korean ports, et cetera. So I do think we have to take it really seriously.
No, I agree.
Look at it as one of the major aggressor powers now in the world. And having said that, to return to your point, nevertheless, there is this tremendous hypocrisy on the part of the Obama-Clinton-Kerry team in the way they rewrite history and now claim that they're on to Russia. In every possible way, they actually really enabled Russia. There was the overly generous START treaty on nuclear weapons. We didn't need to negotiate such a generous treaty. Of course, Russia's now simply violating it. There was their dismantlement of missile defenses in Eastern Europe. There was their degrading of our own defenses and failure to implement military modernization programs here, even as Russia charged ahead with their very weak and amoral response to Ukraine, the way they snubbed NATO aspirants when they should have been really embracing the Eastern European countries that wanted to come into NATO, and then worst of all in my mind was their continuous deferral to Russia's horrific actions in Syria. So this
exactly.
team is going around, you know, on TV all the time claiming that they were tougher on Russia, and that is absolutely upside down and
false. It's a joke. Absolutely. Well, this is the thing that they do in rewriting history. But lest we forget, Barack Obama was loud and proud, and his policies did not work. And it's been a cleanup project for the Trump administration since he took over. And look what's happened in short order. The international community is welcoming the United States back into the fray, because that's what has been greatly deficient has been American leadership. Regarding Kim Jong-un, you say he cannot be trusted. He has not demonstrated, nor has the Hermit Kingdom been able to be trusted in the past. So why should we trust him now?
Yeah, in North Korea, as I say in my recent article, has a track record of finessing the United States with the promise of negotiations and the pretense of agreements. And its typical action is to promise that it might actually negotiate and then to back out of negotiations, to violate previous negotiated terms, and then suddenly even refuse to participate in any future negotiations. So I am not saying that we should have rejected this offer for Kim and Trump to talk. I think what's interesting is that North Korea's nuclear and missile programs have expanded exponentially in recent years, to the point that they are actually so close to having a deliverable nuclear weapon that whereas in the past North Korea wanted to use that whole negotiating facade to buy time and cover for its nuclear weapons, I think to some extent now the United States actually wants to buy time. They want to keep the maximum pressure campaign going. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if there's anything we can do to slow down this final push that North Korea is making toward finishing its nuclear and missile programs to the point that it can pair the two and actually potentially reach the continental U.S., they'd like to do that. And the other point is that North Korea is now saying that it actually wants to talk about denuclearization.
Right, exactly.
Which is what we said all along. We would not talk unless it was actually about denuclearization. But there are just so many pitfalls and so many things that we should not give
right.
away to them.
Well, and we got about 20 seconds left yet. What did you make of Kim's visit to China?
I think it's really interesting. I think it's a way for Kim to get China on his side in terms of upcoming negotiations and concessions. Big, powerful China. You want to show the United States that you're in line with that power. But right. China also wants to say, look at me. These negotiations, we might not technically be at the table, but
exactly.
we're here. And
without
we're
a doubt.
Power to be reckoned with.
You've got to leave it right there. Dr. Ann Pierce, thank you.
Sometimes all it takes is a spark. The spark becomes a flame. It transforms everything around it.
creators of the Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided,
we cannot respond to hate with more hate.
You don't get to play in it.
You did this!
We must remember what we stand for.
It's okay to be broken, Dave. It means God's still shaping you.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living.
In the darkness, we are called to be the light.
How do you define truth exactly?
I believe truth is a person.
This Easter,
as painful and confusing as all of this is, it just might be exactly where God wants you right now.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 30th. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Komodo is an award-winning online education company which has developed a supplemental math learning system that helps children reach their true potential in math. Parents are becoming more and more aware of the importance of math as a gateway to STEM career opportunities, and research has shown that high school and career success are linked to children's math skills as early as K-5. Now, Komodo says sometimes parents don't realize that their child's math ability isn't predetermined. Anyone can improve and even go on to excel in the subject provided the foundations are strong enough. Now, Komodo have created a program that enables parents to build those foundations effectively in ways that kids love. What a novel concept. And Jed McBreen is with us right now, founder and chief executive officer of Komodo Learning, former math teacher and father of two. Jed, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you're a father, former math teacher, so you kind of grew up in watching how much of a challenge math could be. So how did the idea for Komodo come about?
Well, it sounds crazy to say, but my entire adult career is involved in mathematics. I taught mathematics. Now I'm involved in an educational technology company that teaches math. But going back to when I was aged 8, math was a big problem for me. It really came to me as a foreign language, and I struggled with it, so much so that I pretty much gave up. And if it wasn't for my mom's intervention, I think I wouldn't be doing the career I'm doing now. She actually gave me some practice exercises across the kitchen table. Mm-hmm. Her patience, her encouragement actually transformed my ability in math. And I think that's the transformation that made a key difference in my career. I went on to study math at university, and it's been a part of my career since. And this is something that, as a teacher, I've seen time and time again, that many kids in elementary school come to high school, and they've already given up on math. Mm-hmm. Something's happened where their confidence has crumbled, yes. And the opportunity to reach their full potential has perhaps passed away. That's why it's so important, I think, to address these difficulties early and make sure that kids are ready and have a foundation in place for them to reach their full potential in math.
Yeah, what you share here, Jed, is really important, and that is that a lot of kids that, for some reason, if there's an interruption in the foundation and they've been beaten up and they just somehow, you know, keep telling themselves and maybe even their peer groups that you don't get it. You know, you know some people just don't get math, which is one of those detrimental myths out there. It almost takes you off the playing field if you check out of math, because it seems like math surrounds us whether we like it or not. It is... It's involved in every aspect of life in some way or another, is it not?
I think so. It always has been, but actually it's getting more important. The way the economy is shifting towards a knowledge-based economy, it means that there are so many new careers, great careers, which involve mathematics. And research shows that kids who are fluent in math in elementary school are more likely to be successful in high school and with their future careers. So again, you know, I can't iterate more that it's important to address any difficulties early on.
Yeah. Well, Jed, you know, you talk about mom giving you some, you know, tips across the table, some exercises. Share a couple of those with you if you can.
Well, I think some of the fundamentals in math are pretty much international. I mean, there's, you know, basic counting. That would be at a pre-kindergarten level. Moving into addition and subtraction. Typically in third grade, you'd encounter multiplication. Knowing your multiplication facts is actually, I think it's a key gateway that, you know, it's a passport really to a level of confidence. So division and multiplication really can, having those facts fluently at your disposal really sets you up for a lot of more, you know, more advanced concepts such as problem solving.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is exactly Komodo Math, and how does it work?
Well, Komodo is an online math system that helps kids from kindergarten through fifth grade master math at home. So parents would come to our website, they tell us a bit about their child, and they do a short assessment. And with all this information, one of our qualified math teachers assigns a personalized learning plan for each child, and this reflects their weaknesses and their needs. It works on all devices, iPads, tablets, smartphones, and laptops. And we use what we call a little and often learning method. And this means that short, frequent lessons on Komodo are very effective. We're talking 15, 20 minutes, four or five times a week. But importantly, it's fun and it's rewarding. So kids actually enjoy using it. And it's the personalized practice that it supplies that builds the solid foundation in math.
Mm-hmm. What about adults? Can adults get involved with Komodo?
Well, we see the key factor, in fact, in some ways, I call it our secret sauce, is the fact that parents play a key part in learning at home. So we engage parents in the learning. We have a great reward system, so parents can actually place some incentives, their own incentives, into the for kids when they achieve certain levels. Mm-hmm. They can also send messages. We have a pretty fun system for parents to get involved and send encouragement messages. And they can do this even if they're not sitting next to the child. They can do this if they're working late in the office or wherever they are.
Now, in your experience, we touched on this a little bit, but I want you to touch on a little bit more. And that is, why do so many kids find math difficult?
Well, one of the reasons basically is that math differs from other subjects. It's not a bank of knowledge that you can learn. It's actually a subject that you learn through doing it. And by doing it, you need practice, and you need enough practice. So it's a bit like learning a musical instrument. So you start off with your scales. Mm-hmm. You move on to simple melodies, then you move on to more advanced melodies and so on. And over time, and with practice, it becomes second nature. And that's what we're looking for, particularly at the early age in math, at the elementary level. So it all comes from practice. And I do feel, and I'm speaking as a teacher and as a parent, that the value of practice may have been neglected in the school system. But not all practice is actually equal. It has to be targeted for the individual child, and this is something that we take a lot of pride in doing with Komodo Math.
Mm-hmm. Well, what makes Komodo different to math tutors, or different to math tutors and other math apps?
Well, I mentioned before that it's highly personalized, but I think the thing that really differs is the fact that we actually have a qualified math teacher who helps assign the learning plan for each child. Often when parents tell us information about their children, they write it down, they may have a learning difficulty, we take in every single piece of information to assign an appropriate learning plan. And we're also there to provide advice when throughout the use of Komodo as well. Mm-hmm. But also, the other key factor is that we've designed it really around real families, and motivation is built in. There's a great reward system that engages parents in a fun way. It's not burdensome on the parents. It's actually fun to use.
Yeah.
And I think this flexibility is really appealing, because as a parent, I know how busy it is, and the last thing I need is another thing in my diary, another date in my diary to transport kids. I mean, I spend most of my time as a taxi driver as it is.
Yeah.
Komodo can work around your family's engagements.
Right. Well, and you talk about something, as you say, that you're doing little often, and these 15-minute chunks are invaluable bits of time and practice for your child. Now, one final question here as we wrap things up here, Jed. Where can I get Komodo Math, and how much am I looking at in terms of an investment?
Well, you can start a free trial at KomodoMath.com. That's Komodo as in the Komodo Dragon with a K.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at $9.99 per month, and even less if you take out an annual subscription. So if you Google Komodo Math, you'll find us.
Well, Jed McBreen has been with us, founder, chief executive officer at Komodo Learning, former math teacher and father of two. Brilliant stuff here, Jed. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Again, remind everybody where they go.
That's KomodoMath.com.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Jed. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Yes, we continue to fight the good fight, and thank you for joining us, because all hands are required to be on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. As you see, the lunacy still continues. The left cannot help themselves. I think they're just going to go down with the ship, AK. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'm the daughter of two Marines, and my daddy would insist on a Marine reference instead of Navy, but yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, Semper Fi. You know, you're speaking with a former Marine, so, you know, okay, but, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know that there's a really good Marine reference for what you're talking about, so let's go with the Navy. Yeah, it's as though they're ready to how about this as a pirate reference? It's like they're ready to walk off their own plank.
Yes,
I mean, it doesn't even what they're trying to do to their own country.
Well, the deal is this whole uproar about the Second Amendment, it's like, this is invigorating the Republican base, right? I mean, you see Donald Trump already getting ready to use the fight for the Second Amendment. And, of course, you know, everybody was nervous because this retired Chief Justice chimes in, says, well, you know, we just need to get rid of the Second Amendment altogether. You know, it's like, well, you know, the good news about all this is that these ideologues are for once being honest about really what they want to do. It's not about, gun control anymore. It is all out gun confiscation, is it not?
Yes, and that's one of the benefits of having, and one of the many benefits of having President Trump as president, because he's exposing everybody for who and what they really are.
Yes.
And how years now has the left been lying to us and telling us, oh, we're not trying to deny you your Second Amendment rights. That's not
right.
Really where we're going. We just want common sense gun control. Oh, no. Here comes, I'm just waiting for the left to call him senile, but here comes former Justice Stevens, who actually goes into, in his op-ed, actually goes into detail and talking about the first attempt to go after a Second Amendment rights, going all the way back to 1939, basically proving that they've been playing a long game.
Mm-hmm.
And that the goal is to take away our Second Amendment rights. But you know what? It just lays the foundation for President Trump to rally the base. And let me tell you, there's a lot of Democrats. Here's what the left doesn't understand. There's a lot of Democrats as well that said, oh, no, I'm never going to give up my gun.
Right. Yeah, they're going to go along and get along. And the thing is, to your point, had there been a Hillary Clinton administration that we were dealing with, it would have been more of what we endured, you know, in the previous 8 years under Barack Obama. You know, the flat out lying to us that, you know, we didn't tell people to stand down, whether it was Benghazi. No, we didn't gun run down in Mexico and give 2,000 guns, automatic weapons to the drug cartel down there. No, no, no. We didn't do that sort of thing. No, we didn't fly in billions of dollars in the dark of night to Iran and exchange money for hostages. No, we didn't do that, you know, and on and on. And the IRS, no. The IRS, no, they didn't. We didn't weaponize the IRS to go after, you know, Tea Parties and any other conservative groups, which it still galls me to this day, AK, because here we are post that period of time, and how many conservative groups are still waiting on their tax exemption under this current president?
Memo Jeff Sessions, you know, unrecuse yourself and come in and start handling business all across the board. You know, President Trump can't drain the swamp all on his own, but the one area that you didn't, there's so many that it's no wonder you left one off the list, but it's a biggie. It's how corrupt and politicized and weaponized the FBI has been.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to get to next, is that, and now you got Christopher Wray even admitting that the FBI is too slow in producing Clinton and Russian documents, huh?
Yeah, well, let's even talk about the failures. You know, again, the left is continuing to prove how completely intellectually dishonest and what liars they are. Gun control is really about people control, because you look at these, you look at Stevens himself, or you look at all of this March for Our Lives. Not once have they called out the failures of the government, you know, here, and particularly the FBI in Florida, not just with Nicholas Cruz in Parkland, but now we understand that Omar Mateen got a pass, basically,
exactly,
for all of his threats. Because the FBI was using his dad as an informant. An informant for what? And what did they get from him that was worth 49 lives?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, all this stuff, the incompetence of the FBI, I mean, if there isn't some major house cleaning, and to your point, Jeff Sessions has really got to step this up, because this is on him big time with all this stuff that's going on. I don't know how much longer conservatives or even America at large is going to put up with this, because, you know, as you say, with what happened in South Florida, it just underpins more and more of the incompetency of the FBI. 39 times they were aware or ran into this situation with this shooter, and what did they do? I mean, they just turned a blind eye. I mean, like, what purpose was he serving, you know, that helped their agenda? And what kind of agenda are they on? Are they not, you know, one of our vanguards for protection and the rule of law?
Well, they were supposed to be, and Mueller, who's now in charge of the coup d'etat, thanks to Jeff Sessions, going after President Trump, a free and fairly elected president. But Mueller was the head of the FBI, wasn't he, at a time in which, during the Obama administration, that they changed the rules of engagement, if you will, in terms of investigations, and removed anything related to radical Islam and Sharia from the investigations.
Exactly.
And that was what was going on at the time that Omar Mateen was investigated. And they not only didn't follow up on his threats or take him seriously, they actually concluded their investigation and said, quote, that they didn't think that there was any threat from him, and that he, quote, wasn't going to do anything like go postal. And then he turned right around and murders 49 people. That's 49. Right. Those 49 people, the FBI has their blood on their hands.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're with what's going on in Vegas, we still don't know, you know, what's happening there, right?
Well, yeah. And it's gotten to the point to where there's so little credibility and little trust in the FBI that, you know, people are coming to the conclusion that no information from them means that it must have been something, you know, ISIS took credit for that attack, and ISIS has never been known to take credit for an attack that they weren't actually involved in. Mm-hmm. And that I think that the American people are like, you know what? You failed too many times. You failed with the Saranaya brothers. You failed with San Bernardino. You failed with Major Nadal Hassan, who had Warrior for Allah on his business card. You failed with Omar Mateen. So, you know, what you're obviously hiding a failure here. And whether the motive was ISIS, whether the motive was Antifa, or whatever it was, they're hiding it. Because nobody's buying the fact that there was no documentation of motive anywhere from Pollack.
Right. Exactly. Well, and also what's coming out here as people are looking into this is, you know, the guy that was in the room next door. I mean, he was on, supposedly, he was connected with Australia, some Australian radio station, giving them almost breaking blow for blow. Well, he knew things that the police didn't even know about. And where's he at? Nobody's investigating. No, the FBI hasn't talked to this guy. What's all that?
There's too many unanswered questions. The largest mass shooting in the history of the country, and you know, and all anybody's marching in the streets for is, you know, increased government control when our government has failed us time and time and time again. That's nonsense to me. You know, the outrage needs to be right now at our investigative bodies and the failures in the lead up to these attacks and in the investigations afterwards.
You know, without a doubt. Well, the thing is also, AK, I thought it was ironic that you had these students, the March for Our Life, and it was pretty close to the March for Life, which is an abortion issue, right? And so it's like, how many more people die because of abortion as opposed to, people being shot in schools today. I'm trying to make some moral comparison here, but I'm thinking, you know, from day one, we've warned these young people that their hashtag not be hijacked, but it certainly is being hijacked.
Well, it was hijacked from the get-go because, you know, Planned Parenthood, the organization that has killed how many millions of children, actually, you know, helped fund this march for, quote, March for Our Lives. And, oh, by the way, you know, let's talk about the fact that the dad, Pollock, Andrew Pollock, whose daughter, 16-year-old beautiful daughter, was murdered. He wasn't allowed to speak at the rally. So clearly it wasn't about anything but a leftist play, a propagandist play. It's not about lives or, you know, people, you know, and it's not even about the victims. It's about what it's always about, the left exploiting tragedies for more and more government control over our lives, and the children have been exploited here. And, you know, and at a certain point, the children are even responsible for their voices being used because, you know, you need to be careful with what you get involved in and the people that you associate with yourself. And actually, more teenagers die every year in texting and driving than they do in these shootings. And nobody's marching against cars right now.
Right, right. Well, if it's a true march for our lives, let's have an honest and genuine conversation about it, as opposed to somebody, you know, just dictating what's going on. And as you talked about last week, AK, is that, you know, let's hold this in perspective. These are young kids. They have 16, 17 years worth of experience, and they want to dictate policy. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But Stevens is a lot older, and he's about as making as much sense as the 16-year-olds. So they have that, though.
Well, what happens, there's a point in life, AK, when we start to live life backwards. It's kind of a Merlin-esque deal. And I think that's what's happening with the former justice, is that he's fading into eternity, and he's returning to his youthfulness.
Yeah.
Just saying, with all due respect.
Yes, I think you're right on there, brother.
Well, meanwhile, California is going a berserko, and we'll have to pick it up next time because the Cooler Talk conversation is running quite heavy. There's not a lack for topics, is there?
No, I'm always happy to be with you, Brother Bill.
Andrew Kay, thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.